Brian on the phone with us, head coach, Beaver football, Jeff Tesh. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And we got this new season coming up, plus football camp.
We do. We are excited about both of them right now, and they're both coming up quick.
We are just, Schultze just checked the current registration, online registration.
Which, of course, people can register in person day of the event, too.
Right,
but
that morning.
You can pre-register, and already about 50 kids signed up and ready to go. So
good, good.
Beaver football is contagious like that. It's kind of, it's a really cool program. They'll learn the fundamentals, the beginnings of tackling and passing and all of that, right, Coach?
You bet. Just all the base stuff that blocking, tackling, throwing, kicking, all those things. And then the exciting news is that we want to get tackle football going, padded football, and with the youth in the area. And that's kind of one of the other reasons, teach some fundamentals and then get some free will donations. And it's kind of going to be the kickoff drive for the fundraising for all the equipment that has to be raised to get tackle football going in the community.
You know, Jeff, it has never ceased to amaze me. Anytime you start talking about it, anybody who's lived in Bemidji their entire life says, well, this is how we've always done it. Mm-hmm. And you tell them that virtually every town around has tackle football for kids a lot younger than 7th and 8th grade that we do here.
Right.
It really does put Bemidji kind of behind the eight ball, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
You know, it sure does, and it is a tough question. You know, at what age is too early to pad the kids up and bang away? It is a rough sport, but if you want to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, I spoke with a guy on the baseball diamonds this summer, and I think he lives right here in Bemidji, and he's going to enroll his son. It's either in Bagley or Fauston because they already have football in the elementary schools, and he wants his son to play. So, you know, you hear stories about that where we're losing kids or they'll have an interest in other sports, which is fine, but if they just play flag football up till sixth grade, you'll lose a lot of kids that are good athletes that would like to play football. It's just not quite the same as wearing the pads.
Well, I can hear the argument that, but really when you're that small and you have pads on, you're not moving that fast. I'm sure there's times where they have accidents and stuff, but it's not like they're at hitting speeds of like Division II football like the Beavs play or the pros or anything like that.
Yeah, I would agree the contact isn't as much as you think, and maybe it's all relative to their age, but I think the main point is there's just so many communities that Bemidji High School has to participate in, teams that they play on their schedule that are doing the youth football, and it just puts them behind. So I'm doing anything I can do to help get the youth football program going.
And it's good for the youth to see the Beaver players. That's
exciting. It is. It's fun. Those guys have their jerseys on. They get autographs, and we've done this kind of thing in the spring before. And we've got a couple hundred kids running around, and it's just, if you look up to those guys, I remember being a little kid too, and my brother was a senior when I was in elementary school, and man, just getting to go to the locker room and see those guys, that was one of the highlights of the week.
How did you guys and Pepsi all get involved together on this?
They just gave us a call and said they, I'm trying to remember, there was a matching grant or some money that Pepsi had to use for a community event. And we're like, hey, anytime we can promote football, great. And then there has been a committee that's been formed with Troy out at the high school and a number of other guys about how we get this padded football thing going. And then we had an idea, let's use this community event as kind of the kickoff drive for padded football. And that's kind of how it all started. And we were having meetings and everything during the winter. I was able to sit in on those, just how we could do it, how we could raise the money. There's a couple blueprints on how they can start youth football. I think they want to copy. One is Sartell. The other is, Grand Rapids, or I can't remember. It's Fergus Falls. I think it's Sartell and Fergus Falls, if I remember right. And those are the two. And one, you buy all the equipment first is kind of what I think Troy wants to do. You store it in a shed, a trailer. You have one central location, and the kids come and check out their gear just like, you know, they do in high school or college. They have just a small activity fee that way. Mm. And then they go play at the end of the season. They turn their gear in. The other plan was to do just, you know, you go purchase your own gear, wear it for a year, trade in, trade up, play it again, so to speak, like youth hockey does. And but obviously it's more expensive that way, so they thought, let's raise the money, purchase the equipment, and have a small activity fee, and that's kind of the plan, I believe, that they want to go with.
So the camp is free of charge to attend, free will donation, all those proceeds then go to the PAD program, correct?
Correct, and so we're going to have youth, like I say, high school players there helping, college players there helping, and you know, we do one in the spring where everybody, I think ours is $15 in the spring, and you're just hoping when people hear the word, all the diehards that have wanted to get tackle football going in the elementary schools, that, you know, they feel that, you know, hey, I would have given $15 in the spring to go, they'll chip in, and then hopefully there's some guys that'll give a lot more because they know what it's going for. So that's kind of how it's going to work.
Camp is Saturday, August 28th. Registration at 10. The camp then begins at 11. There is a picnic lunch and autograph session then following that. So that is the Saturday after your opener a week from today.
Correct.
Woohoo!
I'm not quite ready for football to begin yet, Jeff. I got to be honest with you. I don't want summer to be quite over yet.
And I got to be honest, I got 102 guys that are really ready for it. They're sick of hitting each other, and right now we're just kind of the end of 2-a-days, just sore, banged up, trying to find enough guys to line up every day. Not a lot of major injuries or anything like that, just the normal 2-a-days stiffness, soreness, where you think, I'll never be able to get out of bed, and how did I make it through this? And you just do. So they are. They wish they could play tomorrow. That's how ready they are to go.
Have you ever even heard of a team, much less coached a team yourself, that has as many starters back as you guys have?
You know, coming back from our championship year in 06, we had quite a few back, but I don't think quite as many as this group. So we've been able to move faster and try and work on depth and different things like that. So I think that's probably why it's they're so ready to get over with camp. They just feel like they're ready to go. In other years, you can't get enough preseason practices, but this group is what we have, is what we got, and we're ready to roll.
I had a chance to visit with Derek Edholm and Andrew Egan yesterday. Those interviews, by the way, on BeaverRadioNetwork.com right now.
Cool.
You could tell they're ready to go hit somebody else. It doesn't matter if it's another team called the Beavers or not, but they want to hit somebody else.
Yeah, they are, and I can't repeat that enough. And both of those two kids had great camps, and we had a two-minute drill with Edholm running the show the other day, and I got done, and I was just kind of like, holy smokes, that looked good. And so I think we are. We're ready to hop on the bus, and unfortunately we can't do that. But we just got to knock a wood, stay healthy here, and get through all the stiffness and the soreness and start to work their legs back. We've got a small light scrimmage this afternoon. We're not going to honestly run very many plays. Don't want to risk getting anybody hurt. And then we got a little free time Friday, the day off, and then we'll start just with a light walkthrough on Saturday, and then game kind of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are the, you know, the rough practices, so to speak, and then we travel Wednesday, and away we go.
Expecting anything different out of Minot this year?
I honestly have not really started a whole lot of preparation. We've got, you know, our game film and our exchange, and you know, they've got a good team coming back, too. They were co-champs last year, a lot of skilled players back. Here they're trying to develop a young offensive line. I don't really expect, as I think about it, I think their D coordinators and O coordinators are the same, so sure everybody's going to have a little wrinkle here and there, but I think it's going to be a team that's going to line up and see how they do against each other.
Tracy Honor going to be playing this year?
I don't know. You know, I don't honestly know where he is on the depth chart yet. When he decided to go to Minot, obviously, with Rich Honor being his dad and one of our coaches, you know, those two talk all the time, and Rich visits about him. And for some reason, I haven't heard lately where he is on the depth chart, but I would assume that he'll be out there running around, at least on special teams. He's too hard of a player. You know, he plays the game really hard, and I'm sure we'll see him out there in some shape or form.
Jeff, thank you much.
Sounds great.